Okay, we are happy to be joined now by the newly appointed, do we say interim executive director of Northfield Chairs? Is that the proper term?
Yep, that's it.
Carrie Carroll, the newly appointed executive director of Northfield Chairs. Hi, Carrie, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. Good morning.
Yeah, thank you for joining us this morning. Some transition happening over at Northfield Chairs yet again. Sarah Nathan just took the job of first of the year, and she is now making her way somewhere else. Where's Sarah off to?
She's off to a community foundation actually out in Ohio. She was recruited and out there, and so she and her family, that was the best fit for them. So they will be leaving Northfield probably sometime in the middle of December, I believe she's expected to depart. I know they're in transition of looking for new homes and whatnot, so she's excited to get started in her new role out there.
Okay. Well, that's good luck to Sarah. You are assuming these duties as of December 1st, which is, as we're talking, that's tomorrow, correct? Or have you?
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well,
okay.
I'm officially 2 weeks ago, but, or I should say, I guess it's last week already. It's no different. I mean, I've been here for 4 years
yep.
now, and I'm very familiar with the work that Sarah had been doing and the previous executive directors. So I think I've been in the trenches for some time, so I'm very familiar with the work of Northfield Chairs and what our goals are, and still want to be part of our community and building our community foundation to do the work that we are really intended to do.
Right. So as you sit now in the great big chair, what are you finding yourself? What's on your desk? What are the top things that have to be that you want to deal with right away?
Well, first and foremost, we have our annual meeting coming up on December 8th at the newly renovated depot. We're super excited to be able to use that space.
It's a beautiful.
Everybody's invited.
Yeah, it's beautiful, isn't it?
We are asking for RSVPs just for a pure numbers count to make sure that we're not over seated into the space. So if people are interested in attending, you're more than welcome. But I do encourage you to register on our website or give me a call here at the office.
Is there a deadline to register?
We'd like to have all the numbers in by next Monday, so
okay.
December 6th, I guess.
Okay.
Just so we can make final arrangements.
Cool. All right. And the annual meeting, what will that entail then?
Well, annual meeting sounds really boring, but I think it's really going to be a fun reflection of all the great celebrations we get to do. I mean, although the last year and a half, 2 years has been a little bleak with the pandemic, Northfield Chairs has actually had some big accomplishments. We're very excited to reflect on those and celebrate several key volunteers in our community and just really kind of lift up and then have a peek into the future of what 2022 might be bringing for Northfield Chairs.
All right. So then, okay. So what about 2022? What are the things on the horizon that you guys are looking at?
Well, if I tell you that, then people won't come to the meeting, Rich.
I got to write about something, Carrie.
Just kidding. No, we are, obviously we're still working into a little bit of a transition,
yep.
So I'm working very closely with our board of directors to realign and just make sure that our strategic goals are being met. We did receive a wonderful grant from the Ames Foundation that we are going to be working around and inviting some of our nonprofit partners to diversity, equity, and inclusion training. We're hoping to do that sometime in quarter two of 2022. We're going to be doing some training just internally in that work with our board and staff. But we're going to continue to just meet and greet people in town and help them fulfill their legacy, fulfill their philanthropic opportunities and goals that they have as individuals, families, and organizations. We're not going to change too much as an organization as
right.
a whole, so we really want to continue to inspire people to volunteer. And we know that some things we just can't do quite yet because of all the crazy pandemic stuff, but when there's a chance to recognize an opportunity, we hope people will continue to grab that. I do want to just put a shout out. If people have not seen the amazing story of Nika Hirsch, our local 11-year-old, who did over 1,100 good deeds on Good Friday.
What the heck?
Yes, I definitely. She's amazing. Life Rocks,
okay.
Or This Life Rocks, is, I believe, is her nonprofit or group, and they did random acts of kindness all over the Twin Cities on Friday to the tune of over, I think it was 1,100 and something. So congratulations, Nika, and the Hirsch family. I know it's been a really rough year for that family particularly, but amazing, amazing, like just making our life better and our world better, just one little step at a time. So.
And this was just on Black Friday.
It was on Black Friday.
This past
yep.
Black Friday. Wow. Well, that's congratulations, Nika, and her family. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That's amazing. That's fantastic. Okay, so 2021. That we're doing this a little bit backwards, but 2021. It was a good year. What happened with Northfield Chairs in 2021?
Well, for those of us who were deeply involved, Mr. Rich Larson, if you recall, 23rd of January, way back when, about 11 months ago, we had the little thing called Northfield Chairs Evening of Entertainment.
That was a banner
which
day.
It's hard to believe that it was the same year.
It is.
I keep asking people what happened to 2021, and nobody seems to know. So we are now, you know, wrapping it up here soon.
Right.
That was an amazing event. As we look back, I cannot even comprehend how amazing the volunteers were that really pulled that all together, all the amazing talent in this town that donated their time, literally time and talent, mm-hmm. to perform and record and get us their musical performance. It was just a grand affair. So, and as an organization, we were over the moon happy because all the money raised really helped support our operations and so that we can continue to do the work that we do in town.
Oh, it was certainly my honor to be a part of that. That was a lot of fun, and it was it was a rewarding thing to be a part of too, Carrie. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you again, and everybody for being part of it, because it was a blast. And while
it was super
in the
fun.
Dark of January for a lot of different reasons, it was a really fun bright light to have.
And it sure was.
I joke with several of the volunteers. I just ran into a couple of them the other day. I said, "My goodness, I haven't seen you since probably January 15th when the planning stopped." But for those of you that were not involved, some of us were meeting probably every day, or if not every other day, for about 4 months. So to go cold turkey, not see people, was a little bit of a culture shock for some of us.
Yeah, I'll bet.
Another highlight that we had was we actually, for those of you that were not around during MEA weekend, we partnered with the Rotary and the City of Northfield and Recharge America, and we had this really fun electric vehicle event at Greenville School. And in conjunction with that, we were able to establish a new environmental sustainability fund with Northfield Chairs that we are still building, with the hopes of being able to grant dollars out of that fund on an annual basis into perpetuity, which in Cliff Notes is forever,
right.
To support, you know, that type of work and programming and projects in the Northfield area. So if anybody has questions about that or is interested in supporting that kind of work, they can definitely reach out to Northfield Chairs and give me a call.
That's really cool. That's fantastic. And I was at that event too, and just attended that event. And that was about as much fun as I've you could have. I got to drive a Tesla, man. That was fantastic.
It was amazing. They had just, you know, the car dealerships were willing to bring their cars and allow people to do test drives like you did, Rich. And then we had local residents brought their electric vehicles and were willing to talk about how they work and how they charge them and all the details. And I will tell you that I believe 2022 we will have a second annual sometime in early October. So stay tuned for a date.
All right. Telling secrets all over the place, Carol. Carrie, that's what we love about this. It's fantastic. Okay. Well, you have to get going. I do just want to thank you again for your time and wish you luck in this new little gig of yours.
And thank you. Just know that, I mean, Northfield Chairs is in, I think it's in good hands, so I'm a little biased, but we know the drill. We've got a great board of directors leading our way, and I'm happy to be here. I love working with all of our volunteers and our community members. If people have questions, they can definitely reach out and give me a buzz, and I'm happy to take the call.
Fantastic. Carrie Carroll, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rich, for calling. We'll have a great day.